Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the IOC call on the 26th of September 2012. On the call today, we have Jeff Newman, Lanre Ajayi, Kieran Mullen-Charville, Wolfgang Kleinwächter, Chuck Gomes, Alan Greenberg, Jim Bykoff, and Stefan Hankins. We have apologies from Avi Dorio, Greg Shatton, and J. Scott Evans. From staff, we have Barry Cobb and myself, Naki Peregrin. I'd like to remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Jeff.
Thank you, Natalie. And I also see that Kieran has said that David Heasley is also on the call, just for the record. Okay, great. So today is the day that we had set for responses to the consent call. And I believe that we have now responses from the IPC and Chuckle talk about the registries. I have not heard anything from the registrars, which is not unusual since they I don't think they've had a regular participant. Alan has forwarded a statement from one of the members of ALAC, and Alan, I'll ask you about the status of that. So we have not heard is there anyone from the non-commercial stakeholder group that's on?
Yes, that's me, Wolfgang.
Oh, hey, Wolfgang, great.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a statement or a position that you're able to communicate during this call?
Yes, more or less, yeah. So we have not formally agreed on a paper, but we have more or less a joint position.
Okay, great. And then who am I missing? The IPC, we have a separate comment. The BC and the ISPs, we have not heard anything from. So all of that said, I think we could still put, I still think we should put the document out for public comment afterward, after this call, so that we can solicit more feedback. Because either way, there are groups can express whether there's agreement or disagreement with the recommendations. Chuck?
Yeah, Jeff, thanks. Two things. With regard to the IPC, J. Scott did send a message in that regard that I think accomplishes what we needed.
Yes, I'm sorry. If I said IPC, I meant to say ISP. Sorry.
Yeah, and secondly, with regard to the registrars, in my opinion, because they haven't actively participated in this group, the discussion group can still make a statement of some level of support, even though they didn't participate, based on the participants who were active in the group. So anyway, that's it. Thanks.
Okay. So why don't we then go through, so since we mentioned the IPC statement, why don't we just take a quick look at that statement? I think their basic position is, as they discussed last week, the week before, pretty much in line, which is the fact that they do not believe necessarily that a PDP has to be done or that it's necessary. They think that there's enough there for the justifications, but for the protections, but they nonetheless that they do support they do believe that there's some level of consensus on doing the PDP, so they are okay with the compromise so long as there's a temporary reservation of the IOC RC names on the second level pending the outcome of the recommended PDP. So I think that statement will be filed along with any of the other statements that we've received so that we could put those in the record and also as part of the public comment period. So I think that's pretty much in line with what they've said for the last several weeks. I don't think I don't have any questions on that. Does anyone have any questions on the IPC paper or statement? Sorry.
Jeff?
Yeah, sure, Jim.
I was just going to say that one of the points that was discussed, since I'm also a member of the IPC, is that it would be better, according to many in the IPC, if the IOCRC issue was not lumped in with the IGO issue but kept separate, whether it's, you know, within the same PDP or separate ones, since there are differences in what's been done in those two issue resolutions.
Yeah, so I was going to thanks, Jim, and I was going to talk about that as well. So, I mean, I understand that view, and I don't necessarily disagree with that view. I think, though, our group really is tasked with just commenting on the IOC-RC, and it's really up to the council as a whole as to whether they want to separate the PDPs or not, and I'm not sure that there's necessarily consensus in this group that they should be treated differently. But let me turn it around to the groups and or turn around to the other people on the call. So Chuck and then Alan.
Thanks, Jeff. It's Chuck. Just in my opinion, one PDP is much more efficient and realistic than two. But in having read the statement that Jeff forwarded just a few minutes ago, and then and listening to Jim right now. There's no reason during a PDP that each of the categories, IGOs and then Red Cross IOC, could be considered on their own merits. I see no problem with one PDP accomplishing what you want, and we could that could be designed specifically into the charter for the PDP, worked out during the process of the PDP or whatever, but I think what you're if I understand your objectives correctly, it's perfectly achievable in one PDP. Thanks.
Thanks, Chuck. Alan?
Yeah, thank you. My recollection is the final wording we ended up with says a PDP for Red Cross IOC, which we believe, or there's an inference, just because of the way the preliminary issue report was worded, that they will be lumped into a single issue report. Whether council chooses to divide that into multiple PDPs or the people who draft the scope put it within the bounds of the PDP working group to separate the discussions, I think that remains to be seen and is out of our hands. I know from an at-large point of view, there's going to be a very strong push to separate IOC from Red Cross, regardless of how they're grouped with the other issues. So I think all of that is up for grabs, and I don't. I think our requirement is that in the long term there be a PDP on the IOC and Red Cross issues. How council handles that is a little bit out of our scope, I would
say. And let me go to Margie because I'll probably comment on that.
Yeah, this is Wolfgang. You know, we had a discussion, and also, you know, there is a majority of people in our constituency group that the IOC and the Red Cross are two different issues, and also the intergovernmental organizations are different issues. But we think it could be done within one PDP and then taking into account the specifics of the various elements. So we would not be in favor of two PDPs, so that I would fully support the position of Chuck.
Let me go to I don't want to get too bogged down into whether we separate the IOC and the Red Cross or whether we separate the IOC Red Cross from the IGO, because I do believe that that's a council issue. But let me turn it over to Margie.
Yeah, just really quickly, I wanted to say the same thing. As I've been working on the preliminary issue report and converting that into the final issue report that should be published this week, it's going to be up to the council as to whether, you know, whether it breaks it out into separate issues, but the issue report that we've written covers both, and so it could be one PDP, and it, you know, and it's really up to the council on how they plan to manage it. I just wanted to concur with what you're saying, Jeff.
Thanks, Margie, and it's the same reason that you know, there's also a statement from the UPU that was just sent in from Chuck. The UPU is a member of the registry stakeholder group, but obviously they have a strong interest in IGO names as well. They have drafted some language, and I don't know if that could be posted, those revisions. Is that possible, Barry or Margie?
This is Barry. Give me a second to PDF it, and I'll put it in Adobe Connect.
Cool. Okay. So while you're doing that, basically there's a revision in the first recommendation that lumps the IGO, PDP, and the IOC-RC PDPs together, which I think is, again, kind of beyond the mandate of this group. I think the way it's worded is right now is actually the right way, which is that we recommend an PDP for the IOCRC protections, and it's up to council if they want to kind of commingle the two together, the two being the IGOs and the IOCRC together, or as Alan has suggested and others, whether they separate the IOC from the RCRC. That's really up to council. So when that revision comes up, you'll see what I mean and why I think, given the two comments, I think it's just best for council. Oh, it's coming. For those of you listening to the recording, it's the email that Chuck Gomes has sent to the IOC-RCRC drafting team just a few minutes before this call. Yeah, so if you could see the recommendation, it now says, the drafting team recommends that an expedited PDP is required to determine the appropriate protections for, well, I think the word for should still be there, but for IGO names and abbreviations as well as IOC-RC names and the names of other international organizations. I think that it should go back to the language that we had there before. Because, again, I mean, I understand the UPU wants to strongly encourage the PDP on the IGOs, but I think that's beyond the mandate for our group to put into Recommendation 1. Does anyone disagree with that or have another point of view?
It's Alan. I agree with what you just said. We have not discussed the general IGO issue at all, and I think we have no basis for making a recommendation that a PDP is necessary on the IGO issue.
Okay, thanks. Chuck?
And I also agree, Jeff, so I'm not raising my hand to disagree. But I did want to point out that in my response to Ricardo Guillermo from the UPU, which just occurred about 10 minutes ago, I told him, I said, I think the result of whether we use the original wording or their amended wording, I think the intent or the hope maybe of this group is that a PDP or PDPs, whichever happens, for both occurs. So I don't think the end result is much different either way. And that's what I communicated to Ricardo and asked him to correct me if I misunderstood him.
Yeah, I think you're right as far as the end result, but I think using those words in our group's recommendation we're going to be susceptible to kind of scope creep, and even though the end result is likely the same, I want to keep our recommendations really narrowly focused so that the council can broaden it as much as they want, but.
And I agree with you on that, and I will communicate to Ricardo that that's another issue that comes into play.
Okay. All right. Alan?
Yeah, I'll support it. I think there's no basis for saying IGO. I'll point out that in 2007, Council decided not to act on IGOs in terms of a dispute mechanism, which was being suggested. And one of the rationales was, don't worry, it's going to be addressed in the new GTLD process, which it wasn't. I can't imagine in this day and age council not approving a PDP at this point. I won't predict what the outcome is, but we can't bury our heads in the sand to the extent of that we say, nah, let's not do it. So
I think that's right. I think it's a very low threshold for a PDP, as we all know. But anyway, in any case, let's not adopt that language from the UPU in the first paragraph.
Well,
I think the same thing holds for the second. I know it's being taken down for the second paragraph that's in there. I think the way we worded it is fine, which says that we recognize that there is this IGO final issue report that's going to be delivered to the council shortly. And in fact, maybe by the time this is posted, that'll already be there. So I think our original wording is better there as well. Does people agree or disagree with that one?
It's Alan. I have a question on timing. I think the publication deadline for the Toronto meeting has already passed. Are we going to be able to discuss the IGO issue and the PDP there? Question for staff.
Yes, Margie, if I can respond. We look at that deadline as more for the more formal meetings, but the stuff that relates to GNSO working, you know, like motions and all that kind of stuff, we go by the 8-day rule for the being able to submit a motion. So, yeah, from a staff perspective, we're expecting conversation on the issue report.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, okay, great. So, all right, I think the just going quickly through the comments, number two is the same thing. I think, you know, it pretty much looks like with all the UPU comments that we're just rejecting all of their changes. We can certainly thank them for it, and our rationale, we should acknowledge getting it, but our rationale is really just that, as Barry's scrolling down, our rationale is really just that, you know, it's beyond the scope of our group to consider the IGO. At this point, it's a council issue and not a drafting team issue, especially because the final issue report should be coming out. Chuck, you have an additional comment? Chuck, are you on mute, or is that an old hand?
Sorry about that. I was on mute. I got another call I had to take, and I put myself on mute. Okay. I agree with what you say, so no disagreement at all in terms of scope for this group. But I do want to point out that a little more significance, I think, in terms of result to the UPU's recommendation number two, because it would add a list of IGO exact matches to the IOC RCRC list in the temporary reservation period. So I'm not advocating for that. I just want to make clear that that's what's being said here. I agree with our limited scope, so I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just trying to fairly represent the UPU.
Yep. Thank you, Chuck, and thank you for pointing that out, too, because I just we read it really quickly. You're right. That would be a huge substantive change. And then in number three, again, it's the same thing. It's kind of beyond the scope of this. We didn't discuss the IGO names and abbreviations, so for us to communicate anything to the GAC on the IGO just, again, wouldn't be and 3B is the same as 2, so, yeah, no, I think we can take this document down. I think we'll convey the thoughts of the group to the UPU, thank them for their submission, and not being dismissive at all, but just the reality of what we discussed and what our mandate was. Chuck, is that a new one?
Yes, it is. And I just want to close it for the RYSG. Are we the registry stakeholder group does support the recommendation.
Great.
And then
thanks.
With, you know, there were those minor exceptions from the UPU, but we support it.
Okay, great. I noticed that Thomas and Osvaldo have joined the call. So thank you for joining us. And we were just going through, you know, our respective groups' discussions. We talked through the IPC. We talked through the registry stakeholder group. I was going to next turn to Alan, because I know Alan had submitted a paper from one of its members, which actually was certainly, it's a lengthy document, and I have not had a chance to read it. It does an antitrust analysis. But Alan, what's the status, before I ask you about that, like, what is the status? Does the ALAC have a recommendation, or it's still just in discussion?
The ALAC does have a recommendation. It was an interesting meeting yesterday, but we did come to work, Your Honor. The bottom line is the ALAC is supporting the recommendation. It was a difficult decision, and in fact, if the ALAC had rules similar to the GNSO where abstentions count as no votes, it would have been a tie. Our rule, however, does discount abstentions, and there was a majority of the votes cast that were in favor of supporting the recommendation.
So just to drill down a little bit on that, did you separate it out? In other words, does the ALAC support the PDP but not the moratorium? Or, I'm just sorry, the members that disagreed with the recommendations, Was there kind of a split there with respect to whether it was just on the PDP issue, just on the moratorium issue, or both?
Yes, I believe there was close to unanimity on the requirement for a PDP, certainly in the long term. On the issue of the interim protection, there was more of a split. And as I've mentioned before, if we were voting separately on the IOC and Red Cross, I think there would have been support for the Red Cross but not support for the IOC. However, that has been discussed in this group. It never got enough interest in other members to include it in the list of in the short list that we kept on narrowing down. So it's not in the recommendation we're talking about today. But the bottom line is the ALAC did support the recommendation as currently phrased. My position with regard, my personal position, because we didn't discuss this, and I'm not sure what the outcome would have been, is I tend to agree with the IPC in that I don't believe a PDP was necessary for the first round. This drafting team was chartered. We made a recommendation on the first level protection, which the GNSO passed on. I think we were fully empowered to do the same thing on the second level. If we had chosen to, we didn't. So, but in the long term, given there's clearly enough time to do a PDP before the second round, I believe it warrants a PDP because it is a substantive issue. My, personal opinion, not discussed, is I would have preferred to see in our recommendation that the organizations could register their own names. It's not there, and I'm not totally unhappy. In the public comment period, and in fact, when the board chooses to implement something, there's opportunities for that to go in if there's enough reason.
Okay.
That's supported. So I can certainly live with not including that. I believe it could be fixed at a later stage, despite our recommendation, if all parties agree. So, yes, the ALAC, despite a lot of discussion and despite some people vehemently believing that we should not issue any, we should not provide any preliminary or interim protection, the final vote did indicate that we are supporting the position. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Alan. And can you, just for the record, can you just send a short email to the list with that that view?
I will. And you asked me about the to comment on the paper I submitted. That is a paper submitted by one person. I have some problems with it because there seems to be more commingling, similar to the UPU comments, that there seems to be more commingling of the long-term IGO issue with the immediate issue there. But it's very much the opinion of one person, and, the points may be relevant or not, but it has not been approved by the ALAC.
Okay, thanks, Alan.
And the preface clearly says that.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Let me now turn to Wolfgang. If you're ready to just talk about the non-commercial stakeholder group position at this point.
Yes. As I said already in my first intervention. The bottom line is similar to the at-large advisory committee. We can more or less agree with the recommendation as it stands now. We believe in the long run we need a PDP, and we have some different opinions, for the interim period. As I made also clear, we think one PDP would be enough, but the PDP should be give space for an individual treatment of various categories, and we also believe that if it comes down to very concrete discussions, then the IOC case is different from the Red Cross case. The Red Cross case, and then we have intergovernmental organizations, IGOs, which are different from international organizations. And so this has to be all discussed if it comes to one PDP. But for the moment, I think, the text of the recommendation, the language as it stands, has the, let's say, a rough consensus in the constituency.
Great. Thanks, Wolfgang. And Osvaldo, do you have any feedback from your group?
Yes, our group supported. They all supported the proposed recommendation. We would have liked to include all the IGOs in general, but we know it's not possible at this moment. And the recommendation, as it is, I think, is a good compromise.
Great, thank you, Osvaldo. Let me now turn to. I think I've covered the. Let me just go. BC, still no one on from the BC? Okay, so before I get to the comments from the Red Cross and the Olympics, the IOC, can I just turn to Thomas? Do you have any thoughts you wanted to have included in the record or a statement or anything?
I think what my position has not changed since I made my last intervention during previous calls. I have an issue with granting rights or granting exceptional treatment via moratorium or whatever we might call that. But with the second part, leaving it to PDP, I fully support that.
Okay. Do you want to draft a short email? Because I think after we go over this, we'll talk about what we want to post. But I want to make sure we can post the written comments of everyone if they want it included in the record. So I'm assuming you want that included in the record in the public comment period. So if you want to draft something really, it doesn't have to be very long. You don't have to go into the whole thing. Just whatever you want expressed.
More than happy to do that. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Thomas. All right. Have I missed any other group? All right, let me go then to...
Yes, this is Lowry.
I'm sorry?
This is Lowry.
Ah, Lowry, sorry, I apologize.
Yes. No, that's fine. I just want to say that I attended the last call where this the recommendations were put together, and that I support the recommendation that there should be a PDP and that there should be an interim... reservation of the names of IOC, RCRC.
Great.
So I just want to chip in that comment.
Yes, thank you very much. That's helpful. Let me now turn to the email that's up on the Adobe right now. And I think, Stefan, when you initially forwarded it, you might have sent it to a list that doesn't get posted to everyone. So I reposted it just in case. You may have gotten it, or the group may have gotten it just before the call, but he actually sent it about an hour before. So hopefully you all have it, and it's up there on the screen. Stefan, or if you want to kind of just quickly go over the statement and see if there's any questions or comments.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Good evening, everyone. Well, yes, this was prepared fairly rapidly. I'll just go maybe through the main points because maybe, you know, there wasn't enough time to read it. But I think our position is, you know, we obviously would have felt, you know, that the need for PDP is not required because, you know, as we've tried to illustrate, in our past communications, you know, the global public interest is very clear under international humanitarian law, as we've described in past documents. Now, of course, this group's decision is to go ahead with the PDP, so you know, the basis of the recommendation, you know, is acceptable to us in the sense that, you know, the designations will be reserved until such time as the PDP comes forward with its conclusion. I noted in my paper that I felt there might be, but I may be reading this wrong, that in the last part, in the third part of the recommendation, which describes how the decision, how the proposal will be represented to the GAC, it seems to me that what is written there is not entirely in adequacy with what was discussed last week and what is in paragraph two, because it, I think I read it to suggest that the reservation or the temporary block, or however you decided to finally call that, may be decided upon. So I, you know, in the interest of congruence between these two paragraphs, I would suggest that the word may be taken out. I don't know whether this makes sense to you, whether you see what I'm referring to here.
Yes, Stefan, so can I just interrupt there? Can you, Barry, post the statement so we can just take a look at what it would be without...
Yeah, my problem is, you know, I actually have today, I say, yes, yeah, so it's, if you look at the text and you go down to the third recommendation, the drafting team recommends the following be communicated to the GAC. You see that?
Yes. Barry, can you scroll? Right. Do we each have control of this, or no?
Then it says, in the B section, it says that a temporary registration block may be placed.
Okay, let me throw it out to the team. I think your comment makes sense to take out the word may. Does anyone see any issues with taking out the word may? Chuck?
I don't necessarily have issue with it. I think our intent when it was worded that way was it all depends on timing, okay? If we if we wait until the council approves it before we communicate with the GAC, then we wouldn't need the word may. If we communicate it, which there could be reasons to do it sooner than the council approves it, it would be a may until there's council approval of the approach. So I don't know that all I'm saying is it depends on when we start communicating with the GAC.
Yeah, I think Stefan's issue, which makes sense, is that it seems to, just reading it as an outsider, it seems to say that it's up to someone's choice as to whether to block it or not. And I don't think that was the intent either of the group. Alan?
Yeah, our real recommendation is in two, and we specifically say put a temporary reservation on the names. So that part is clear, but you're right. Reading it cold, it's a bit misleading because you may walk away with the point that we're being flexible, whereas the wording of two does not imply that flexibility. Maybe we need to change it to a temporary restriction has been recommended to be placed if we don't want to say anything more definitive.
My you know, the reason I underlined this is Stefan Hankins again. The reason I underlined this is because my understanding of the discussion last week was that, you know, to some extent, you know, one proposition balances the other. And, you know, my understanding of the discussion that was held last week was that, you know, on the issue of conditionality of one to the other, that, you know, there was, my understanding, a consensus that, you know, one would not go without the other, because I think there were a few comments made that, you know, during the interim period we should not, or, you know, we should not leave the designations IOC and Red Cross Crescent without, you know, any form of protection. So, you know, that's the reason why I picked that up. And indeed, I do understand fully that the recommendation is in the second paragraph. So, or, you know, my view was simply to render paragraph three congruent with what is in paragraph two.
Okay, so I think, or Alan, you want to respond?
Yeah, just not really respond, but as I as Stefan was talking, I was rereading it, and I noticed the tone in A and B are different. One is saying the GNSO, you know, at this point we don't know what the GNSO is going to recommend, yet in the first part we are implying it. So the tone is different, and they probably do need to be rationalized.
How would you do that?
It's not quite rationalized, but by changing B to say temporary restriction, temporary registration block has been recommended to be placed, at least says that's what we're saying something definitive.
Okay, Chuck.
Another possible way to deal with it in three. Notice we start off the drafting team recommends the following be communicated to the GAC. And instead of saying, like in A, that the GNSO recommends, we could say the drafting team recommends. Or maybe we've got that covered up above. But in A, the problem may be in A where we say the GNSO recommends. Again, it all depends on timing and when we communicate with the GAC. Okay? If the council has already approved our recommendations, it makes it real easy to fix the language here. If we communicate with the GAC beforehand, then we have to be a little more cautious in terms of how it's worded.
It's Alan. If we're going out to public comment, we're not. The GNSO is not going to approve this in Toronto, so we're going to see the GAC if not formally communicate with them prior to that.
This is Wolfgang. You know, we should avoid any type of confusion, so it should be consistent as possible. But on the other hand, what Chuck proposed to make the differentiation between the drafting team and the council would be an option. On the other hand, you know, it would be probably unfair to push the council in a position that then, at the end of the day, there could be a contradiction between the drafting team and the council. And I think what the GAC is playing is also trying, you know, to get a justification for their own decisions by provoking confusing messages from different constituencies, which would bring them in a better position to say, I give you this advice, and then more or less you have to follow. So that means it's a rather delicate thing to, you know, have on the one hand the consistency, on the other hand also, you know, the when Chuck refers to timing, you know, when we first talk to the GAC and the council is unable to make a decision, then probably we could, you know, give the impression that the drafting team is more or less pre-decides than what the council has just to rubber stamp. So, and it's a little bit delicate. I do not have a final proposal, you know, how to maneuver on this. The best thing is just to refer to language we have produced in 2 and to say, you know, this is what was said in 2 and this will be communicated to the GAC, and we reserve the right of the council to in its own wisdom then to decide otherwise, that we say this is not in our hands, but this is what is at the moment what we say at this stage.
Yeah, I think what we can do is just, again, this statement's going out for public comment this week. So, and it's going to be subject to public comment for a few weeks at least. So we can always amend it in the final statement when it goes to the council. We can always amend it after the public comments anyway, and we can amend it based on what's actually going on at that moment. So I would still say that just say that a temporary registration block be placed and just leave it at that, as Stefan had recommended. I think we're kind of getting a little bit too much into the weeds here. But, Chuck?
Just a couple things. In A and E, where we say the GNSO does this, we probably shouldn't. We don't have, as a discussion group, the ability to say that the GNSO says these things. So you might want to fix those two references.
Yeah, so we could say 3A just needs to say, you can actually take out the words that the GNSO recommends. You could just say, because it's the whole preface is the drafting team recommends the following be communicated to the GAC. And you can just start you can start A with a PDP be initiated as soon as possible. right? You don't even need those words. And let's see, for E.
E's pretty easy, too. This is Chuck, because we can just say feedback from the GAC is welcome.
I mean, that's almost, you know what, that's, yeah, that's right. Yes, feedback is welcome from the GAC.
Jeff, it's Alan. Just one comment. Although item number 3 was sent to the ALAC, and I suspect to the other stakeholder groups and constituencies, our discussion focused solely on 1 and 2. So I don't think anyone on our side, and I suspect some of the other groups, are going to be perturbed if the wording in 3 changes. It was not the focus of the substantive discussion that was held. Thank you.
Great. Okay, and I don't think we're changing anything substantively anyway. So, Barry, do you have those changes? Not to post, but did you make note of those?
Yes. So what I have is the latest. So starting off, the drafting team recommends the following be communicated to the GAC. A PDP be initiated as soon as possible to cover possible protections for IOCRC names within the first and subsequent GPLD rounds. B, that a temporary registration block be placed pending ICANN board approval on exact match IOCRC names pending the outcome of a PDP or ICANN board resolution.
Excuse me, shouldn't that be pending GNSO and ICANN board approval then?
Yeah, I asked that question in the chat, and I didn't get a response. I wasn't clear on the exact order or ultimate approval. And then lastly, just modified E to state that feedback from the GAC as soon as possible on this position is welcome.
Yeah, so let me go back to B, and do we even need the modifier pending ICANN board approval or pending GNSO and ICANN board approval? Because obviously, it's always pending that approval. You don't need to state that. The drafting team is recommending that a temporary registration block be placed, right?
Alan agreed.
So, Chuck, is that okay? Or?
Well, we may have to be careful there, sorry. But because, remember, the idea is if a PDP recommends some policy and the board approves it, that is different than the temporary reservation, then, you know, circumstances would change. And I think that was why we tried to put that language in there, which is a little bit different than just the board approves, it has to approve it. In other words, the temporary registration may change depending on the results of those things.
What do you mean the temporary registration will change?
Well, reservations may change. So, okay, so we've got a temporary reservation for these names. If the PDP results in recommendations that the names not be reserved and the board approves that, then the temporary reservations will go away. I think that's what the pending was intended to address.
Okay. Barry?
Jeff, this is Barry, and I kind of repeat the same thing at the tail end of line item B as well. So I think it's kind of being redundant to have that a temporary registration block be placed on exact match IOCRC names pending the outcome of a PDP or ICANN board resolution. We still have the pending in there on the tail end because we don't know what the eventual outcome will be.
Right, and that's what I noticed too. But Chuck, do you think that still has a difference in meaning?
It just Chuck, I think so. I think that was what our original intent is. But I don't need to be hard nosed about this. You know, if others think that that's not the case, I don't think we need to spend too much time on it.
Okay. So I think my recommendation then is to take out the first pending ICANN board approval.
And Jeff, this is Barry. I placed what we have proposed in the chat now.
Temporary registration block be placed on exact match. Yeah, I think that's right. Where Chuck's tight. Okay, Chuck likes it. There you go. Good then. Okay, so everything else, I think now we've gotten... All right, Stefan, I'm going to go back to you because we only covered your first point.
Yes, I probably won't go through, you know, the different points, but the other point I wanted to make is it refers a little bit to the discussion we had also last week. I mean, we appreciate how Chuck and Jeff have delicately referred to the implications of the of the final issue report on international government or intergovernmental organizations, but I'm not necessarily recommending to change that, but I'm just a little bit curious, you know, what exactly we mean by, you know, the council should consider this development when deliberating recommendation one for a PDP, and the implications of that. I do realize that it is not the role and mandate scope of this group to discuss or to engage at all on the terms of reference or the brief for an eventual PDP. But again, you know, I find it important that, you know, I would find it useful or important that we clarify, you know, that each case, whatever's decided in terms of scope of the PDP, has to be examined on its own merits and separately. But I don't think this has implications for this at this point in stage. But again, you may recall last week we did make the comment that you know, it's important that, you know, the specific cases be given, you know, individual review and an individual conclusion. And I don't know whether that element in any way requires here to be reflected or not. But that is one comment. And then I made an additional comment which relates to the identification of the designations as they are referred to under section 22123 of the applicant guidebook, but in paragraph 2 it refers to the UN 6 exact match IOC Red Cross Red Crescent. And if I look at the list which is in the guidebook, it's not entirely that, but if the text here remains the same, I don't think it has many implications, because it's clear that it's the designations that are in the African guidebook in that chapter. And then finally, we just for the record, we did include and remind of some of the issues which had been addressed and tackled in the past within this group, but also within the GNSO recommendation of last March for top level, in terms of, you know, other languages, because that is implied within the Geneva Conventions, which protect the designations Red Cross, Red Crescent. The desirability, if the PDP is going to examine first and second level, you know, to refer to consider the notion of a string similarity review. And then the last point, I can't remember now, yes, indeed, this question of the entitlement to be preserved for the components of the Red Cross, Red Crescent movement to register second-level domain names under the new GTLDs, it is a fact that, you know, Red Cross and Red Crescent actors do own second-level domain names. So we are restricting, but I understand that, you know, from the discussions that at least in this group, the concept is that these issues will and would become a part of the brief for consideration in the PDP process. So I think that this sums it up, Jeff, I'm afraid. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Stefan. Alan, you have a comment on that? And then
just a quick one on the separation and the fact that these ultimately everything needs to be looked at in its own merits. Given what I said about ALAC's position, I certainly wouldn't be unhappy if we put a preamble in our recommendation to the GNSO when we actually make the recommendation that, you know, the fact that these two were merged together and they're, you know, constituted differently in different sets of, you know, conditions, I wouldn't be unhappy if that's there. But that would be on a whereas or a preamble. It's not in the actual recommendation. So I don't think we need to worry about it today. And I suspect it will come out in the public comments in spades. So, you know, I sympathize with what Stefan is saying, but I don't think we need to change the recommendation to account for it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Alan. I just want to talk about the comments that's going on in the chat. I don't know if I missed this just earlier, but this was talking about the comment period. Do we want to point that out? About the 21-21, so when we put the statement out for comment, there's a 21-day comment period followed by a 21-day reply period, which my poor math is at least 42 days. Chuck was talking about some steps. All right, this is a little off topic. We'll get back to that. Let me get back to Jim. Did you have any other comments from the IOC that I might have missed that weren't submitted?
No, I think we're generally aligned with the IPC position, and I think, you know, we're pleased to go along with that.
Okay. Okay, so if everyone that just went over their position orally on the call could just submit a very short, doesn't have to be long at all, a short statement if they want that attached to the main recommendations document. I think the plan then is to put this document out from the drafting team and behind this document put the all of the other positions that have been expressed. That may differ from the recommendations. My question is, at this point, it's kind of hard. I mean, it's hard to do a readout of whether there's a consensus because there's all opinions broken out in different places. But I'm not sure we need a consensus a consensus on the substance to put it out for public comment. And I think there's a consensus that we want to put this out for public comment. I haven't heard any opinions to the contrary. So what I could say is, or we could say in the preamble to this, is that the drafting team would like to put this out for public comment for discussion in Toronto and beyond, as to be, you know, on what, I'm trying to think of the exact words, but maybe Barry and I can work on it, but without indicating that there's a consensus or even a rough consensus on these recommendations at this point, just the fact that the group wants to put this out for public comment and that a number of groups have already expressed support for the statement and even possibly list those. Alan?
Yeah, maybe I missed something, but I didn't hear a lot of people saying they or their groups are not supporting this. Thomas has said he doesn't support the second recommendation. ALAC and NCUC, based on earlier discussions, it was not clear whether they're supporting it, but I've heard that they are supporting it, or I've said and heard. So who is it that is at this point, as far as we know, and we did issue a formal consensus call on the list, so if people didn't send anything in or are not on this meeting, who other than Thomas on the second half is not agreeing?
Well, we also have some groups we haven't heard from, but
you issued a consensus call if they didn't answer. I think we have the basis for saying we don't have unanimity, but we have a consensus. Certainly a rough consensus, although I don't think we need to use that word.
Okay. Chuck?
I think Alan's right, at least what I've heard. But one value of doing that, Jeff, is that there's a strong case that can be made for the council to start moving ahead and doing some things in parallel to speed this up. Because if we do everything linearly, we wait till the end of the comment period, the reply period, and then we wait for the council to act, and then we create we draft a charter, and then we get members of the group and elect a chair, you know, we're going to be well into next year before we get this thing going, and we cannot afford that because new GTLDs are going to be introduced.
No, I think that's right, and I think that's a discussion that needs to take place with the council in Toronto as to, there's no rule that says that you have to have to vote in favor of a PDP before you actually draft the charter. In fact, it is foreseeable in the rules that the PDP work team worked on years ago, or 4 years, I should say, that the charter could be presented to the council at the exact same time as the council votes on the whether to initiate the PDP or not.
Jeff, it's Alan. If you look at history, that's the way it was always done.
Yeah, I guess in older history, you're right. In more recent years, it's been PDP initiated, work on a charter, or PDP initiated, work on the charter, charter voted on, then PDP actually starts.
I think, it's Alan, I went over those documents in preparing my presentation to the ALAC, and I looked at Marika's presentation she sent the council on the history of recent PDPs, and in several of them, the PDP was approved and work began because the charter was included in the approval. So,
right. So
there's plenty of precedent.
Yeah, and I agree with that. The problem is this drafting team was only formed to respond to the GAC proposal. And so what I will discuss with the GNSO in Toronto is whether they want to create a drafting team to work on the charter or whether they want to use this drafting team to work on the charter. That's a discussion I think that'll take place.
Jeff, it's almost a foregone conclusion that there will not be a vote on the PDP in Toronto.
Correct.
Someone is likely to say, I want to defer to the next meeting. There is nothing to say we can't, on the presumption that a PDP will be started, let's start start a drafting team and get a charter quickly. The drafting team is going to be not quick. There's going to be a lot of contention there anyway. But there's nothing to say in Toronto that the drafting team can't be created. You know, if the PDP is refused, the work is lost, so be it.
Yep, and Chuck, I just saw your comment about, so I think that's right. Chuck just said he suggests that I raise the issue of speeding it up before Toronto. So I will do that once this has been put out for comment. So later this week, I'll put that issue out so that we can have some discussions on the list of how we can make it go quicker. Margie?
Yeah, I had a couple things I wanted to raise. One, in the GNSO operating rules and procedures, it does say, in exigent circumstances, upon approval of the initiation of the PDP, the council may direct certain work to be performed prior to the approval of the PDP charter. So I think that it was what we were trying to do when we developed the new rules, was to have flexibility. So I think that that's something you can keep in mind. And then the other thing, I apologize I wasn't on the last call, but my question is there really a need for a public comment at this point? It sounds like you guys are pretty close to consensus on an approach. And as you may recall, there was a public comment on earlier work of this drafting team, and there was also a public comment on the preliminary issue reports that dealt with these issues. So there's been lots of opportunities for public comment, and I just, I'm not sure it's necessarily required, although, obviously you guys have the right to ask for it if you'd like. And I was just trying to think of the timing issues and trying to just kick work off as quickly as possible as a reason to perhaps not do a public comment.
So We were, as you know, we were heavily criticized for not doing a public comment period after our recommendations at the top level. And I do believe that public comment period is important, especially with respect to the moratorium, even though the board pretty much said as much that there should be a moratorium. I'll turn it over to Stefan and Chuck, but I think that we should put out the public comment period, but that doesn't mean we should. That doesn't mean we can't work on things in parallel. So, Stefan, Chuck, you want to comment on that?
This is Chuck. I'll let Stefan go first if he wants to.
I wanted to raise a different point. So.
Oh, okay. I'll go ahead. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Stefan. The public comment period, as long as we do things in parallel, probably is fine. As long as we don't get to a situation where the GNSO wants another public comment period before they act, that would be really unfortunate, I think.
And this is Barry. Jeff got dropped both from the AC in the room. So thank you, Chuck. Stefan, would you like to go ahead and start with the next topic?
Yeah. No, I just had one point, which is I noted also in the last call that we've raised the implications so clearly of the recent resolution by the board, but I was curious, you know, that the decisions that are currently being taken are in full adequacy with what the recent resolution of the board said, which I don't have it before my eyes, I can't find it, it's in the pile, but what the board seemed to have said was that, you know, it was awaiting by a certain date, which was the 31st of January, if I'm not mistaken, to receive, you know, any comments or, you know, paramount considerations that would hinder a decision by the board on the reservation of the designations IOC and Red Cross Red Crescent. So I'm a little curious, you know, what will then have precedence, yes, and because if we engage, you know, in a long term process, and by 31st of January, you know, the board is committed to make its decision, you know, what will happen? But I don't know. It's a side comment. I don't know the dynamics of this within ICANN well enough. Thank you.
Okay, Chuck, and I'll catch up. So, sorry for dropping.
Yeah, it's in response to Stefan, I think that if the recommendations that the discussion group is putting forward are approved by the council, that there should be, and that the board approves those, especially with regard to the temporary reservations, that we will have met the January deadline that the board motion had. Now, somebody correct me if you think I'm wrong there, but that's my view.
Thank you.
Yep. Alan?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think the board motion essentially is serving notice that if the GNSO cannot make a recommendation on second level protections for the first round, that is, you know, do protect them, don't protect them, something, that it's asking the GNSO, are there any security and stability issues? Because, you know, they're essentially, I think they're serving notice that they plan to act. If the GNSO doesn't make a recommendation they can act on, they will act themselves. That's the way I read it. So
yeah,
they've set the GNSO a deadline. Boards in recent years have been very effective in getting the GNSO to act by setting deadlines. So they've done it again, I think.
Yeah, so Barry just posted a comment on the list saying that the only difference from what Chuck says is that the board motion requested reserve names was not temporary like we have now. I think that's a discussion that we will have with the board at the council meeting in Toronto. I think the board would be very hard-pressed if we initiate a full PDP on this to actually act and put it on the reserve names list unilaterally. I think that would create a lot of consternation between the council and the board. So especially when the board hid a bunch of, well, not the board, but there was a lot of information that wasn't provided to the drafting team, which would have been helpful months ago. So,
Jeff, it's Alan. I disagree with Barry. I think the board, because one of their whereases says they like the idea, as if they had looked at our recommendation ahead of time, which they probably did. They like the idea of taking action which will minimize harm and then fixing it later in the PDP. They as much as said that.
Right. So
I think we're doing exactly what the board wants to see.
Yeah, my impression is that someone may have led the board or discuss this issue with the board as to what we were how we were coming out, because I think you're right. So with that, is there any other comment? I think we were talking about the public comment period. I know we went on, but just to make sure, what we're going to post is that the group there's consensus in the group to put this out for public comment and support for this position, but we're also providing other opinions or statements provided by members of the group or constituencies or stakeholders for reference. So, does anyone disagree with that, or is that okay? Is that fine? Agree? Disagree?
It's Alan. Just tell us what the deadline is for getting those statements in.
Well, I mean, I want to post it this week, so
okay.
I'm going to tell you by tomorrow. And then Barry and I, Barry's got his hand raised, probably going, what do you want me to say at the beginning? Barry, do you want to?
Yes, thank you, Jeff. I'll start working on the forms to get the public comment request started. I just wanted to ask, in terms of the statements by the various stakeholders for this document, will we put it into appendix for this actual recommendation document, or do you want it to be two separate documents, or are we asking that the stakeholders actually post their statements into the public comment forum once it's open?
I mean, I would recommend that we put these as appendices to the statement.
Okay.
I don't think there's a need to have the stakeholder groups put them in again, unless they don't get it in on time. But I think we take all of these things that we've gotten and put it as appendices.
Great.
This is Wolfgang. I agree with the proposed procedure and would add in brackets that we should not forget to work in parallel, as it was more or less agreed. But this has not to be in the text as it is proposed.
Great.
And so this is Barry. Just real quick, then I'd recommend that we put a deadline of Friday morning or Friday UTC 1800. So that I can get those collated, attached to the document, and get the request submitted to web admin so that we can get it started by Friday afternoon Pacific
time. You were more generous. I was going to say tomorrow COB wherever you are.
that works for me.
Yeah, I want – and then, Barry, maybe you and I can, if you want to run any of the text by me just for the form, feel free.
And for I will. Thank you.
Okay, Stefan, you still have your hand raised, or is that old? Or
no, I think it's old. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Does anybody have any other comments? We are scheduled, just so you know, we are scheduled for a meeting in Toronto. I'm trying to, and I know I haven't said this yet, but I just looked at the time. Barry, is there a way we can have that? And I know everyone's going to kill me, so don't shoot me. But the meeting right now is supposed to take place during the same exact time that another meeting that's important for a lot of us will be attending. I'm trying to remember which one it was. I'm not sure if it was a Trademark Clearinghouse one or something like that.
This is Chuck. What day is our meeting? I'll check right now, Jeff.
It was Wednesday at 9 a.m., I think.
Yeah, and hold on. So ours conflicts with the – looks like it conflicts with the inter-register transfer policy.
And the trademark clearinghouse.
The trademark clearinghouse implementation occurs at the exact same time as our meeting.
Yeah, so everyone don't shoot me, but what I would recommend is I'm not sure how long we're going to need to meet or whether we definitely need to meet. But at this point, why don't we just do it from, again, don't kill me, from 8 to 9 a.m., if there's a way to do that, in the same room as the clearinghouse one so that we can, or someplace where we know we'll be done by 9.
Jeff, it's Chuck. That doesn't eliminate conflicts for some of us, but it probably doesn't affect quite as many. I know I have. There's an academy working group that I need to be involved in that's scheduled from 7 to 10. But that may just be me.
And, Jeff, this is Barry. I'll get with the meetings team to see about a reschedule. I'm not sure what the cutoff date was for that, so hopefully we can accommodate.
Yeah, I mean, because I hear what you're saying, Barry, but this is the first – I mean, just this week is when we first saw the time. I just think if it's during the clearinghouse meeting, most people aren't going to be, and I know myself, I have to be at the clearinghouse meeting. So, and there may not necessarily be a need for us as a drafting team to meet during that time period. So let's just kind of see what happens during the public comment period, see what happens during the weekend, and then we may end up just canceling it anyway. But it'd be good to have it on reserve in case we need it.
10-4, I'll look at the reschedule and then back out as maybe we cancel.
This is Chuck again. Is there a need for the council to talk to us as a group like usually happens on the weekend?
Yes, so there is a session during the weekend where this subject will come up. And, of course, like, you know, I'd certainly appreciate all of you to be there if you want to be there. Let me just see if I know what time that is. I'm trying to see what the last guys. It'll just take me 1 minute.
Jeff, I think it's Saturday, 11 to 12 or something like that.
There's been a lot of change, so let me just go into the official one that I have. You may be right. And yes, it's still 11 to 12, yep, on Saturday.
So this is Chuck again, Jeff. Some people may not be there yet, but as many of us that can be there during that time, that would be helpful.
I will be there as well.
Yeah, so I know all the council members would be there, and anyone that could attend, that would be great to just have you guys there in case there's any questions. You know, it's always great to have them answered by members of the team and not just the chair. So thank you for reminding me of that. Okay, well, I want to just say thank you to everyone and the hard work that everyone has done. I'm glad that we're able to get this statement out. You know, who knows? I'm sure there's going to be a new drafting team that's set up. I don't know if it's going to be this one. I don't know who the chair of that will be. But thank you, everyone, for working on this. And we're still around to respond to any comments. So thank you, everyone, for spending the time.
Jeff, this is Barry. Everybody's welcome to drop. I just want to read in Jay Scott's statement. He asked that it be read into the record as well.
Well, I mean, thanks,
everybody.
Yeah, good night. But I want to say thank you also to Jeff because he was able to manage this with all the difficulties to construct it. Thank you very much, Jeff.
Thanks. Thank you, everyone.
Indeed. Yeah, I join in that. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Jim.
All the best.
Barry?
Yes.
We're going to put a statement that's attached to the as an appendix. I mean, that's going to be in the record for the public comment. Do you think we need to read it in?
All right. Okay. Yeah, that's good enough then.
Okay. I'll take the blame. So I think we can
stop the
recording
no
on that. And Barry, if you have any questions, just let me know.
Absolutely. And I'll send out. You'll see some emails from me. Later in the afternoon and tomorrow morning.
Great. Thanks, Barry, for your help.
All right. Take care.
Okay, bye.
And Natalie, I think we're done.